For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials are working around the clock to find any potential survivors and human remains from the deadly wildfires in California. Tens of thousands of residents are still displaced from their homes. The death toll has risen to 71 in the Camp Fire in Northern California, and the number of missing is staggering.
As of tonight, the list that we will be releasing, the current list of unaccounted for individuals, stands at 1,011. And an additional 8 human remains were recovered during our search efforts today.
And the destruction from the wildfire is overwhelming.
146,000 acres.
The state of California is also suffocating in the toxic smoke from the fires. 3 people were also lost in the Woolsey Fire, 500 miles to the south near Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and 1 sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Weeks after the election, it looks like the Georgia governor's race is finally over. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Democrat Stacey Abrams announced Friday that Brian Kemp, her Republican opponent in the Georgia gubernatorial race, would be certified as governor. A defiant Abrams said this is not over.
Make no mistake. The former Secretary of State was deliberate and intentional in his actions. I know that 8 years of systemic disenfranchisement, disinvestment, and incompetence had its desired effect on the electoral process in Georgia.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for Speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is handing out medals, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is awarding 7 people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including Antonin Scalia, the late Supreme Court Justice.
Through nearly 900 written opinions and more than 30 years on the bench, Justice Scalia defended the American system of government and preserved the foundation of American freedom. Our whole nation is indeed indebted to Justice Scalia for his lifetime of noble and truly incredible service.
Others receiving the Award of Freedom: Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, Roger Staubach, Alan Page, Orrin Hatch, and Miriam Adelson, a doctor, philanthropist, and humanitarian, and wife of Sheldon Adelson, considered one of the nation's most powerful Republican donors.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes tells us the latest award show has tanked in the ratings.
The question is America losing it for country music, or maybe just losing it for award shows in general? Wednesday night's 2018 CMA Awards posting a new all-time low in overnight ratings and shedding a massive chunk of that show's audience just since last year. The Country Music Association Awards diving 34% in the demo and 4.2 million viewers, or 30% lower in total viewers compared to last year. The prior lowest ever number had come in 2016.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.